This is the Adam Gold Show.
I've seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address.
It's the Adam Gold Show.
In a torn up town.
I am Adam Gold. That's Alec Campbell.
This is a travesty.
I, for the life of me, don't get it. But
this is a travesty.
30th greatest of ever. Of ever. I mean, I'm sure it's a fine song.
It is. It was a fine song. It was a hit for a while.
Oh, yeah.
2011.
I literally have no...
Do you know who sings?
Lord,
yes.
Right? I don't know. Okay. That's all I have to say.
I got nothing for this.
I got zero.
It's not the 30th best song ever.
This is not nearly as good as Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's all I can say. Yeah. Really?
Oh, no, it's not even close. I'd rather listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit for an hour straight than this song.
I don't get this one.
Okay.
This is one of the more baffling ones I've seen.
Very confusing to me. Wes Moore, women's basketball coach at NC State, is going to join us in just a few minutes. They have a game on ESPN tomorrow night against Louisville. So big time for them. And we'll see if he has recovered yet from the Cowboys' loss to the San Francisco 49ers. All right, I wanted to talk about last night's Carolina loss at Miami because it wasn't just a loss. It was really a no-show. At first, here's Hubert Davis disappointed in just the way it looked.
At times throughout the year, I feel like there has been a change in mentality and effort and in toughness. And then we have a game like this. And just very disappointed. Very disappointed in our fight, competitiveness, our effort. Just very disappointed.
All right. It clearly was an awful, awful performance, and it was effort-based, and that's a problem for North Carolina. And this is not the first time we've seen this year. This has happened multiple times, which, of course, is troubling. Here's what Hubert Davis said is part of the problem.
You know, in order to be a good team, you have to have leadership. And there has to be somebody outside of me, outside of myself, outside of the coaching staff that has a voice in the locker room, that's amongst the players, that binds us together. I've never seen a good team absent of that. At this moment, we do not have any. And that's something that needs to change, that has to change, and must change. And my hope is that it will change. But at this moment, we do not have any.
You've won games without that. Obviously, last night, it looked bad. Here's the problem for North Carolina. First of all, I think it's different. The difference between, and I'm going to use the word love. The difference between loving each other as teammates and as people is different than loving to play with one another. Those two things can be very, very different. And I think to an extent, they are different for this basketball team. But I think primarily what North Carolina suffers from is not necessarily a lack of leadership, although it's kind of nebulous. And that is, I know that's something that bothers Alec. Like, oh, they have no leadership. Like, they don't have an alpha, I would say this. They do not have a catalyst on that team. Mm-hmm. Armando Bacot, it's very hard for your big man to be your catalyst because he doesn't have the ball. He could be your best player, but he's not necessarily your catalyst. You know,
And that's where I think sometimes we conflate the term leadership a little bit.
Yeah, we always do. We talk about leadership and chemistry backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you show me a team that wins, I'll show you good chemistry.
Right. Well, that's what my response to Hubert would be when he says, I've never seen a team that was good that lacked leadership. And I would just say, well, I've never seen a team that lost that had leadership. So which one begets what?
Right,
would be my question. Because I think it is an interesting subject. And I don't want to say that there isn't an aspect of leadership that is involved in sports, because I do think that. But I think too often we lay that at the foot of the reason why things happen or don't happen. Like, I would just look at last night's game and go, well, you shot 20% from three-point land last night. You shot 33% from the field last night. You know, you weren't good last night. That's why I think you lost. Yeah. Now, if there are ancillary leadership
problems. They were good
against
Virginia.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Or so.
And for me, winning begets leadership. Losing begets a lack of leadership. So the leadership isn't the reason you lost last night. You might not have leadership on the team, but it ain't the reason you lost.
I think North Carolina's problem last night, and the nights where it doesn't look good, is that they're not that good. I mean, that's my view, my read of the team.
Right, and that's what I would say is the problem.
Watching them play, like, we talked to Brian Geisinger on Monday, and I said, basically we were talking about who's the second-best team. Still think North Carolina is the second-best team. I'll say this. If North Carolina is the second-best team in the league when we're done, then I think there is no second-best team in the league. I still think Duke will be atop the standings when we're all done, but they're not perfect either. I don't think there's a question they're the best team in the league. I don't think it's particularly close, although obviously they have lost twice in league play and three times overall. But I've joked about it. I'm not sure there's another NCAA tournament caliber team in the league. Now, we have so many teams in that we might be talking about teams seeded 9, 10, 11, 12. We could have... Maybe we'll have all four teams in the first four. I don't know. But I have not seen a team, like, I contend that the second best team in the league might be Miami. They're healthy and they seem to be pretty good.
Yeah, and they're smart and they're veteran.
Very well coached, right. Gosh, they are. I think Wake Forest is very good.
Agree.
But I'm not entirely sure that either team is that good. But when I see North Carolina, I see a team that a lot of things have to go right for them to win.
Yeah, I mean, they have so many defensive issues that they have to be great offensively.
Biggest problem for them is defense.
Right. And so, you know, they've got to shoot it well. And that helps out Armando Bacot a little bit too, because he's got to be good. And
first of all, I hope he's okay. He got he took a fall late in the game. So hope he's all right.
Yeah, and that's true. But last night, I mean, we're talking about a team that had a 27-point deficit at halftime.
Oh, they were never in the game.
I mean, I was reading Brendan Marks' piece on The Athletic, and that is tied for the program's worst halftime deficit in 25 years.
Yeah.
So you were losing at 27, by 27 and a half. You lost by 28 in the game.
Wait about.
You shot terribly.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I can't accept in the heat of a loss leadership as the reason. Like, of course, that has become a part of the regular sports lexicon that we have, like, glommed onto over the years. And, you know, that's where we get into the heart and the want to and, you know, all this
they
stuff.
They wanted people, it more than we did.
You know, they just looked like they didn't want it last night. Dude, they just got blown out of a building. They were losing by 27 at half.
Yeah.
Now, you've said it before, there's nothing less important than a halftime score.
Unless you're down by 27.
Unless you're down by 27. They were demoralized from the get-go. So, of course, there's a lack of leadership in there. Who in there wants to take responsibility for that?
Right. Here's the thing that always, I think, is important to realize. Like, we hear about this team quit, whatever. Sometimes that happens, right? But I don't think quit is the right word. And everybody that plays a sport or does anything competitively, sometimes you don't have it, right? Yes. Sometimes you're no good. Like, doesn't mean you don't care. Doesn't mean you've given up.
Right.
But sometimes we're discouraged.
Right.
And that, to me, is what North Carolina experienced last night and the other times this year where they have gotten hammered, like the Kentucky game, although Kentucky has shown to be potentially very good at times, even though they have also gotten it handed to them, is that I think that North Carolina got into the game and went, oh, my gosh, they are kicking our rear ends, and that ain't changing. And at some point, you go, we don't have it.
Well, your best is relative. Your best effort is relative to what you've got to give that day. You know, like, if I've played hockey 5 days in a row, and on the sixth day I get my butt kicked, I may still have given my best effort, but guess what? My best effort might not have been very good.
This is what I had.
Right. This is all I had to give today.
Yeah.
So we talk about that from a bird's eye view, watching a game on television. Oh, they didn't want it. They didn't have the effort out there. Dude, you don't know that. They might have been given their best effort. It just wasn't good enough tonight. Like, they might have had, you know, Armando Bacot might have been in that locker room yelling at people. Guess what? It didn't matter.
Right.
Justin Williams, largely credited as a great leader. They didn't even make the playoffs the first year he was here, right, back here.
He wasn't the captain.
Because leadership,
that's
don't.
That's why.
Yeah, he wasn't the captain. Because leadership don't win you games. It helps a little bit, but at the end of the day, you got to be good.
Right.
You got to execute on the field of play.
There's a limit to what leadership can be.
Yes, and that's really my overall point on all of this stuff, is that if you made a pie chart of the impact that all of these things had, you'd get a sliver. Leadership would be a sliver somewhere.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the situation, to an extent, maybe the sport, the age that we're talking about, right? Like, I think leadership in college is, I think, vastly overrated as opposed to leadership in professional sports. Like, there's much more opportunity, again, the maturity level of the players to be a leader as a pro, as opposed to, look, I mean, a lot of college kids, man, all right, where are we going?
After the game.
I need a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever it is. It's just harder. Yeah, but leadership, depending on the situation, it could be 1%, it could be 15%, but it's probably not much more than that if it's ever more than that.
Right.
But it's not. It ain't half the game.
And also, you have to have a certain amount of gravitas within the group that you are trying to lead. I mean, certain people can do it; they have the personality for it. People are naturally drawn to them. They have pelts on the wall.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Justin Williams was not here for a long time. He left. But when he came back, he was basically immediately welcomed back into the room.
He had a nickname.
And he had a voice.
Yeah.
But you were looking at a guy who was a how many time Stanley Cup winner and a Stanley Cup Finals MVP.
Right.
You know? And so those dudes can initiate and ingratiate themselves, you know, pretty easily like that.
They have status automatically.
You can't just be a bull in a china shop in a new environment all the time.
Who's Carolina for the Tar Heels? We got a break here because Wes Moore's coming up on
the
other
side. You would think it should be Armando Bacot because he is the older elder statesman. He's been in the program for a while. He is having a hell of a year. He's their best player, essentially.
Yeah.
So you would think it would be him.
You would think.
But.
Except what are his pelts on the wall?
Doesn't have them.
Right. That's the thing. It's hard. He's also in a difficult position because of the position he plays in the sport.
You're listening to the Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.